I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Everybody around this time, we do the rundown. Let's go.
Now, it's the rundown presented by Trippit Insurance. Trippit Insurance at 6462 Stage Road in Bartlett. Depend on your local insurance agent. Trippit Insurance at 901-365-1472. Online at trippitagency.com. The rundown with the biggest stories of the day from Jason and John on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
All right, Memphis wins the Kendrick Davis Invitational last night, 99-84. Kendrick Davis showed out for that one, as I think you probably expected he would. Nearly a triple-double for him last night. Let me go through the nuts and bolts of this. That's what my partner would want. Kendrick Davis finishes with 25-11-7.
Ooh-wee.
DeAndre Williams, 13-6-5. Keontae Kennedy, 16 points. Chandler Lawson, 12. Jaden, 12. This was never in doubt. Memphis was up 18 at the half. They did win. They did cover. I'm not sure what more you want out of this team, Jason. After the game, of course, Penny very much soaked up the 100th win. He like signed the hat, you know, that he got there in the post game.
It's a great accomplishment.
It is. It is. And, you know, look, this is a guy, of course, we know, came in with no college coaching experience and, you know, in his fifth year has 100 wins with lots of games left to play. So you would definitely say this has been a success for Penny Hardaway. There was a cool video that Memphis put together that featured former players under Penny Hardaway and current and future, actually, wishing him congratulations on the 100th. Lester, Precious, A-Lo, Mikey Williams, J.J. Taylor, Carl Sheridan Fant. Now, I'm a little worried for Carl.
Why?
Well, I wish I had the audio here, but, you know, Carl sounded as though he was, you know, forced to do this. And so I just want to make sure everything's good there. Like,
he was clearly forced to do it.
Like he was like, say this. Say this or else.
Well, I mean, perhaps Carl's not used to these opportunities. You know what I'm
saying?
Well,
I think that's probably the more likely outcome. Mm-hmm. But hey,
a little nervous.
Hey, in the event that.
So you're saying he sounded like Ron Burgundy or something? He's the way he's reading
he
or
was
sound
like
a kidnapped Ron Burgundy?
He sounded like he was definitely being kidnapped. He was like,
oh, I see.
He was like, hello, this is Carl.
Well, he doesn't. I mean, he knows Penny, but he doesn't know him like some of these other guys.
He was like, I want to congratulate you, blink. He blinked twice. He blinked twice, dog. I'm just saying, put the APB out just in case. Could be nothing, could be something. I'm kidding. I just noticed it, man. I just noticed the cadence of it, man. You know what I'm talking about. Just like, Carl, you're natural, man. You're natural. Just say, coach, congrats on the 100. A-Lo said, let's go get some more. Let's go get some more, coach. We ain't done here yet.
Who else was Mikey was in it?
Mikey was in it. J.J. Taylor was in it.
You mentioned Precious and
Precious was
Lester.
In it. Lester was in it. No James. No Jalen Duren. Jalen Duren was playing last night.
And playing well.
Playing well. No Jeremiah. Those are the three. Everybody else left and transferred, so you really couldn't ask for anybody. Like Madlock. That would have been nice to get Madlock up in there, you know. Some former assistants. But again, I thought it was a cool touch. It was a very nice touch from some former players to wish them congratulations. And there should be many more of them, you know, going into the Houston game, right? You don't have that Houston game until February the 19th, so you should pick up three or four more here going into that one. So 21-5 feels about right to me going into that game. And if you are able to win it, now we're cooking. I mean, you could be talking about 5-6 seed, perhaps, for the University of Memphis.
So you call that the Kendrick Davis Invitational? Is Sunday's game against Tulsa the Frank Haith?
Ah, yes, it is.
Invitational. We could probably do that all the way down the list with in a South Florida later on, all that stuff.
The Tyler Harris Invitational.
Tulsa is by far the worst team in the conference.
Yes,
so it should continue, I would suspect, to be drama-free for the Tigers. Through Sunday, you get essentially a week of downtime before you play a Tulane team that you owe, obviously, having lost to them by 7 down there. That's at home where you've won, what, now 16th straight? That was the 16th straight home win for Memphis last night. Then you get Tyler down there. Dangerous. But to your point about what's before Houston, Temple here. We know Temple can be tough. You edge that one out. And then UCF at home before that first matchup away against Houston on the 19th. But my point, some very winnable games here, and hopefully every opportunity to keep this win streak going before you go into that Houston game. Oh, again, they're in the AAC, we've seen Memphis, you know, to start the year struggle with some of these opponents, but they do seem to be in a little bit of a different place now. We mentioned it. 6-2 is Penny's best record through 8 games in conference play in 5 years as coach. Last year, remember, at this point, they're 4-4, still trying to dig themselves out of it. Still, hell, trying to figure out, you know, how do I need to fix this to a point? I mean, he admitted this, you know, my bad start, my decision, you know, putting Imani at point guard start. That was all part. You were 4-4. You had to dig out of that. You're in a much better situation, 6-2, arguably the best he's been in since he's been here. Hopefully they run off a few more before you're going into Houston. And then if you do, John, you can really be talking about improving on seeding. I think Lenardi has got him 10. I want to say Palms got him around an 8 right now, so a little bit higher. But if you put together a little win streak here, you could put yourself in a position where you are again, which was always the goal this season, playing for, you know, a higher seed than an 8 or a 9, and you're facing a 1 in that second round.
That's exactly right.
You could put yourself back in that position.
Yeah, no, it's
doable.
Yeah, it's totally fair.
Avoid the bad loss and keep stacking up, you know, solid wins, not getting any of those bad losses. That's one of the best things on Memphis's resume. Do that, and you go into Houston with a chance to maybe really improve your tournament resume.
Yeah, so Memphis gets the win last night. They win. They cover. My goodness, what else could you ask? Penny gets the 100th win. He also did, really quickly, he did address the Tyree Nichols situation. He was asked about that, and he basically said, you know, I'm all about love in my city. And so he said, my heart is big for the city. And that he's, you know, basically all about love for my city because this is where I'm from. I'm always about love. I'm always trying to do my part to ensure that we're better than we were. We're well aware of how our city needs to heal and grow, and I don't want to speak out of turn about anything, but my heart is big for the city. I want to be part of the blessing and the positivity of it moving forward. That's just where I am with the city. Everyone knows me. I love the city. I came back home to make a difference, and that's what I'm trying to do. So that is what he had to say. And I appreciate him saying anything about it. And I think that's one of the unique things about having Penny as the basketball coach at Memphis is that, you know, it's a university, it's a college, but it feels, you know, just like a school. Like a local high school in a way. I don't mean that in a negative way. Just like Penny has opinions about this community that, you know, somebody from out of town here would not have or be able to speak on. So anyway, that's the latest. Memphis gets the win last night, and they are, what, 17-5? Rolling here as we roll. February is Penny's best month, by the way. Like, he is awesome in the month of February.
It's 16-5. I want to check.
Yeah.
I'll check. 16-5, 6-2 in conference.
16-5. I'm getting ahead of myself.
It'll be 17-5 after Sunday, and they play a bad Tulsa team.
Yeah, we're getting into the month of February, which, again, is Penny's best month. So things are very much looking up for the Tigers.
Next story.
Hopefully they'll be looking up for the Grizzlies after tonight. They are back at it. Losers of 4 in a row, feels weird to say. It's the longest losing streak in 2 seasons. Looking to close out this, to this point, winless 5-game road trip with a victory tonight at Minnesota. The Timberwolves have won 3 of their last 4. I'm not saying that to suggest they've got it figured out. They're still sitting at, what, 525-25, but they are coming off a 111-102 road win at New Orleans on Wednesday, a game in which Brandon Ingram returned in that one. Didn't matter too much to the Timberwolves, who got 37 from the homie Ant-Man, Anthony Edwards. We know there's a great respect, a mutual respect between Anthony Edwards and Ja Morant. There's no question about it. And, of course, anytime that, you know, the Timberwolves get a chance to play the Grizzlies, seems like they've got those games circled. And why wouldn't they, having put them out last year? I think much of the same way, there's that frustration for the Grizzlies when they take on Golden State, right, the team that put you out. Minnesota's certainly feeling it that way. Rudy Gobert is playing, by the way. He had 17-12 against the New Orleans Pelicans, so I expect him to be out there tonight. And again, with no Steven Adams, makes that challenge certainly a little bit bigger. But one of the best rebounders in the league, obviously. But back to the, you know, the point that I was trying to make there with Anthony saying there in the first hours that, you know, you can look at this as, you know, oh, woe is us, no Steven Adams, what are we going to do on offense? Or more as an opportunity. And I think more than ever, now is the time to get Jaren Jackson going. Again, a lot of that, whether you use Tillman, whether you're using Brandon Clark like they did last game, all that's fine and dandy. But it seems like to me at this point, again, Santi and Jaren and what you could have in there, that there's an opportunity here, right, to try something new, or at least to try to fortify a new way here of scoring, being efficient offensively. Again, you had it down enough last year that you were using Steven, you were going significant stretches without Steven Adams down the stretch against Minnesota Timberwolves in the playoffs last year. So this is doable. You've got good enough players to overcome this. I know, you know, last segment was about how, you know, how many sorry guys you got. Listen, this is still one of the best teams in the league. One that has struggled on the road, and yes, against better Western Conference competition, they've continued to do so. It's time for the Grizzlies to snap out of it. It's on Taylor Jenkins, more so than anyone else. This is your job as an NBA coach. When it goes south like these in the dog days, you got to pull out if you're a contender.
Yep.
So hopefully you salvage this road trip in any way that you can here, and the only way that you can by getting one of these five, and then you're back home. But Minnesota Timberwolves, Memphis Grizzlies tonight. That tip, isn't it a little funny? I want to make sure, 6:30 tip, so pregame here on 92.9 FM ESPN at 6. Eric Hasseltine will be on the call at 6:30. Grizz, 3-point favorites tonight against the Minnesota Timberwolves. Desmond Bane listed as questionable with right knee soreness.
We expect him to play.
Next story.
All right, Jason, it's time for your daily update, the last update of the week on your Chiefs-Bengals line.
Okay.
Because it's moved again. It is now up to Chiefs -1.5. Of course, it has been all over the place. Opened at Chiefs -3. Came all the way back around to Bengals -2.5.
Mm-hmm.
And now it is back to Chiefs -1.5. All of this is predicated only on the health of Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes said yesterday, I feel like I can still do a lot of things, but we'll see as we get closer and closer. We'll see during the game. You can't fully do exactly what it's going to be like in those moments of the game. All I can do is prepare myself the best way possible, and then when we get in the game, you hope adrenaline takes over, and you can make those throws when you need to. So all of it clearly is based on professionals' feeling about how Patrick Mahomes is going to get around. This is not predictive. This is only a number. And just because a professional bettor may be on Chiefs +1, does not necessarily mean he'd be on Chiefs -1.5. Just to kind of get into the nitty-gritty. And we'll talk to Uncle Phil. He'll join us at 1:25. We'll get his thoughts on this. But, look, I think this is an evenly matched game. Can the Chiefs take advantage a little bit more of the Bengals' offensive line? I think they can. But Joe Burrow is a beast. Joe Burrow is, you know, a different breed. And
thank you for acknowledging that.
I can't hide from it. I can't. But so is Patty. You know, so is Patty. This is a number 15 masterclass. There used to be this. There used to be this platform. I think it was called Masterclass, as a matter of fact, where you could buy these online classes from like Steph and Daniel DeGrande in poker and cooking and teaching and things like that.
Yeah.
Like this is going to be a lesson that you might be able to buy for $99.99 that Mahomes is going to put on Sunday. That's what I think. That's where I'm at with it. On one ankle, quote unquote. Also, I do leave room for your conspiracy theory that the Chiefs have been sandbagging the severity of this to kind of mess with the Bengals a little bit.
Yep.
To kind of make them, because he came in, take a half, and he was a favorite for sure. But we know these NFL dudes are not from here. They heal and recover.
But you can also make the case that he's on that pain shot in that second half and not feeling the thing either.
I wouldn't accuse him of something like that.
Well, I'm not accusing him of anything. Bart Scott says you use the pain shot.
Well, Bart Scott.
And that he would be on one this week, and you got to take that early. You can't take two. And his point was that in the second half,
yeah,
that he might be feeling that ankle more because of that.
Could. Very true. Very possible.
We don't know, bro.
We don't know how it'll play out. But I do anticipate we're going to have a hell of an AFC championship. I think they did the right thing. I think they put the games in the right order, right? Like they got Philly and San Francisco first, and then and that'll be a good game. I don't think it'll be the classic, though, that Chiefs Bengals will be. Real quick on the Eagles side, over at some sharp books, that number did touch three briefly for 10 minutes before getting bought back down.
Wow. You really are. You watch the movement from minute to
minute.
Got to. Huh?
It's like day trade, bro. You got to know what's going on.
If you do that, you'll get the edge you need.
Well, I think you know, look, if you're going to do this seriously, which I'm not even trying to, like, toot my own. Like, I do it seriously. I try to, like, make it a profitable venture for myself. Like, you got to know which way the wind is blowing a little bit. You know, what does the quote-unquote market think about?
Read the room.
Yeah, and they're not always right, by the way. The market thought the Buffalo Bills were 6 points better than the Cincinnati Bengals, which is crazy looking back. That was a mispricing, and sometimes those do happen. Rarer than not, though, right? Like, the market is, especially in the NFL, you're not going to see the market be wrong a whole hell of a lot. So I kind of monitor these things. Because you got to remember, when you're betting in a market as liquid and as sharp as the NFL, I mean, we're talking millions and millions and millions of dollars. They don't move these lines on little piddly bets, you know? Mm-hmm. Now, again, sometimes those are injury influenced, but there's usually money that comes with those injury updates too. So we're talking millions of dollars exchanging hands here to go from 1 to 1.5, or to put it better, to go from Chiefs plus 2.5 to Chiefs minus 1.5.
Yeah.
I mean, think about how much handle they have taken to go from that, you know, and the other way around too, right? To open at Chiefs minus 3 to get to Bengals minus 2.5. So I'm sure they've gotten two-way action all week on this, but it is going to close at Chiefs minus 2, I think. And and we should have a classic on our hands. But you got to think about it. Three is just insanely strong in an AFC, in a championship game. That's you have to blindly bet three, plus three. If you're getting them, you have to blindly bet it, because we're talking about, in most cases, unless there's a Cinderella story, far and away the two best teams in that conference, which I think we're dealing with Philadelphia. And I think in both cases, I mean, I can't make an argument that Buffalo was better than Cincy. Can you?
No.
Cincinnati was really, I consider them to be the two seed, because they were going to beat Buffalo.
Right.
They were on the way to going up 14-3 at home. I don't think Buffalo was going to win that game. So if that game gets played, Cincinnati probably wins. So they're the two seed. So I think you got the ones and the twos in the conference championship games. That's what it's all about. The NFL playoffs ain't designed for upsets, man. It's not the way it works. They're designed to get the two best teams in there pretty much every single year. Same as the NBA. NBA playoffs ain't designed for upsets. That's why they never happen almost. Ones, eights, it don't happen. Anyway, should be a fun weekend. Chiefs right now laying minus 1.5. And then the Philadelphia Eagles still at 2.5, though, again, juiced, painted towards the Eagles with, like, minus 120. Should be fun.
Next story.
All right, I'm going to read this story. I have a hard time not sounding frustrated. LeBron James and Giannis Antetokounmpo were named captains yesterday of the two All-Star teams. Figured they would be as the leading vote-getters. The All-Star game, obviously, in Salt Lake City coming up. You know, LeBron James about to pass Kareem Abdul-Jabbar for all-time leading scorer. Giannis also one of the best players in the league. That is not the point here. The point is that, and we came to this conclusion weeks ago, that Ja Morant is not a starter in this game. The starters are going to be joining James from the West, or Zion Williamson, Nikola Jokic, Steph Curry, Luka Doncic. And Luka's day-to-day right now, I believe, with an ankle. So that's worth monitoring. I suspect, though, because last year was Ja and Steph, right? Luka did not. Yeah. Start, right. So yes. I imagine this is going to mean a lot to him, even if he's got a feeling that ankle a little bit, he's going to be out there. The other East starters next to Giannis are Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, Jason Tatum, and Donovan Mitchell. The starters obviously selected by a weighted voting process that's 50% fan vote and 25% each coming from media and from players. It's garbage.
It is.
Any All-Star selection process, and I'm not just saying this because we're in Memphis, that does not have one of the main attractions, if not the biggest draw in the NBA right now, and Ja Morant out there as a starter is ridiculous. It's ridiculous. I don't know what it is. Maybe you give it back to the media, because I promise you it feels like the media, I know we have a few fools, and we've singled them out when they've done it. What was the guy in, was it Chicago, that didn't want to give Ja?
Yeah, he went with, like, Zion,
but,
I think.
But my point is, you don't see that often, because why? Media's scared. You do that, you screw
it's
up.
It's public.
It's public. You're going to get called out for it, and it questions your credibility. And so I have to think, John, between the fans, right, in this case, the fans, the media, and the players, and we've seen players just throw anybody on there, that the ones that are going to be the most responsible in terms of trying to select these guys is the media. Because, again, your credibility's on the line. You got to get back to getting the people the folks want to see. We could make this about, Ja not starting, but I think the whole thing is that way. There's something's got to be done. I've never been more, less interested in an all-star game in the process. You see whether now they've changed it to they're picking the players and doing the drafting right before the tip, rather than doing it before, a few days beforehand by video, all that. The thing has gotten so convoluted, so confusing, you can't remember how the damn thing selected anything more. Just simplify it, boil it back down, and do something where you get the biggest attractions in the league back in there as starters. I'm frustrated by how confusing and convoluted all this is.
Yeah.
The fact that you get results like this.
I think fans deserve to be able to participate. I don't know if they should have 50%, though. Is that what they have?
Yes, some other way then.
Yeah, like give them, 25%.
So we don't have a Wiggins in there like we did, last year?
Yeah. Now, is there anybody in there this year who is not deserving?
No, but it's also not the most exciting team you can put out there.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess it sounds like sour grapes from a Memphis guy. Morant's not in. Don't tell me that this process.
The reason why is
this is a good process, though. I'm not listening to any argument that this is a good process. It's the worst all-star or selection process of any of them.
I agree.
And it revolves around a weekend that's lost. It's losing luster by the year.
Well, like to me, how do you not have Joel Embiid in the all-star as a starter? I'm sorry.
Because he was third. I think the Eastern Conference front court by fan voting, he missed it.
To me that's on par with Ja. Like that's crazy. They're second in the East.
He's an MVP candidate.
Right. They're second in the East. They're 2.5 behind Boston. Like what are we talking about? I think the reason why you feel a certain way about it is because Ja's not starting and he did a year ago. So it's like it's made to feel like a step back, even though a step back has not happened. Right?
It's not as much as a step back as the NBA uses him and his dunks as part of one of the faces now.
Yeah.
And he's not out there as a starter. It'd be as ridiculous as having, your best guy is not out there. It's ridiculous to have your faces of your league should be out there, period. So if it's fan vote that cost him Embiid, it costs you a starting spot, then lower that, whatever it is. I don't have the formula that's going to work it, but maybe it's upping the media to 50 and fans out of back down to 25. I don't know.
Yeah. All right. We'll come back. Uncle Phil's going to join us at 1:25. We'll talk to him about the NFL, the weekend ahead. He's got a pick. He's got one pick this week for you, and you're not going to want to miss it because it's going to win. It's going to hit, I'm telling you. So stick around.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The final drive for championship, and the championship is here. There's no better place to wager on the football title tilt than Superbook Sports. Superbook features the best menu of prop bets in the business. Plus, check out their special odds boosts and promotions at Superbook.com. With over three decades of odds-making experience in Las Vegas, there is no better place to wager than Superbook Sports. Win some money as one lucky team wins the championship. Download the Superbook Sports app today. Visit Superbook.com for terms and conditions. Gamble problem, call 1-800-889-9789. All right, so there is an updated version of bracketology, is there not, Jason?
Yeah, newest version, Lenardi out today. Jerry Palm over at CBS Sports also has a version out today, and a little bit of difference between the two, John.
Okay. And what are we looking at?
Well, as I explained earlier in the show, Lenardi has the Tigers as a 10 seed. How does he have his wording?
Last four buys, right?
Last four buys, yes. So off of the wall, which is last four in, but not very far off of it, and as a 10 seed. Whereas Jerry Palm's got him as an 8 and much better position right now, much better positioned. Now, you know, these things have a tendency, have a little bit of, you know, range in where you'll have a team between Palm, you know, Lenardi and some of the others. But that does seem like, you know, quite a bit of discrepancy there for a Memphis team that's, you know, right now playing pretty well, 6-2 in conference. We talked about came through the non-conference portion of the schedule, 10-3. Yeah, I mean, if you think Memphis is an 8 right now, to the point that we were talking about, you got to feel pretty good about the chances it could improve upon that. Whereas Lenardi's got him in a position where it almost seems like it's your back's a little bit more against the wall, less of a chance to get out of that 8-9 game because he's got you so far back right now. But yeah, just interesting to see that the bracketologists, at least in their opinion, have Memphis in a couple of different spots here.
Yeah, Mike, of course, he has them as a 9 playing Indiana. I mean, I will say this: I like them. I love Memphis. Any chance I can get them as an underdog, it's very rare. I mean, I bet them against UCF as an underdog. Unfortunately, that did not happen. Should have happened. They were. What was the line? 3.5 against Cincinnati. They were 3.5-point underdogs against Cincinnati. It's very rare that you can get Memphis as an underdog, especially in the conference. So I love to look to bet Memphis every chance I get. And when they make the tournament, they should be dogs in every game they play. I mean, for a while. I mean, every game they play, because if they're an 8 seed, they make a run to, you know, the Sweet 16 or what have you, they'll be, you know, getting points in all those situations. I think Memphis is just they function much better when they are in that role. And that's what I like about this team, is that they kind of embrace that. And I think, you know, you talk about toughness, talk about, you know, all the things that have defined Penny Hardaway teams with defense over the years. You know, again, they gave up, what, 80-something points last night, 84. So I know that's not where Penny wants it. But, I mean, again, this team is doing what they are supposed to do. They are beating the bad teams in the league, with the exception of Tulane. I mean, that was there, and it was that New Year's Eve or something, New Year's Day. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was a weird one. You're allowed to have one of those a year, okay? I don't see any reason. I don't see this team losing to any other team in the conference except Houston. I just don't. I think they have a good understanding of what each guy needs to do, and they're going to get healthier. And so, yeah, I really like them. I think they're a team that, come tournament time, I'll be very much involved with. And I've said from the beginning, I think they can make a run here. You have a supernova guard with Kendrick Davis. You know, DeAndre Williams is as old as anybody in college basketball. So you have some ingredients. If you could just identify that third scorer, right? And maybe it's Keontae. Maybe it is him. This team can win two games in the tournament. It's not beyond the pale. To me, I don't know. If you're a 10, you get a 2, right? If you're a 10 seed, all you have to do is beat a 7, and then you get it, and then you'd face the 2 seed in that region. Mm-hmm. I mean, we talked about this last year. Maybe if they were a 10 instead of an 8 or a 9, mm-hmm. they were 9, right? Mm-hmm. So if they had been a 10, maybe they go through to the Sweet 16 because they gave Gonzaga all they wanted.
That's what I'm talking about. If you're talking about advancing to the second weekend, your seeding is so important.
Right.
It's the key to it.
And
that's what this season was initially. You know, we talked about it, mm-hmm. getting out of that spot, giving yourself that better chance to advance.
That's right. I mean.
And again, them being an 8 right now would give you.
Some room.
Some hope and encouragement that you can improve and get out of that spot.
Yep.
You know, you run off the ones you're supposed to. If you did get a split with Houston,
yep.
you could see yourself getting out of that 8-9 spot.
Right.
Don't drop any you're not supposed to.
Yep.
You know, with that 10 feel, you know, it's more like it is the best you're going to do 8 or 9. That said, you know, I think they're about where they're supposed to be. I probably lean more towards 8-9 like DeCourcy and Palm have done right now than 10 because, again, 10-3 through the non-conference. You like that. No bad losses. And right now you got a team that's, you know, playing some pretty good basketball. You know, and you wonder how much they're limited defensively with no Alo, who's so big on that side for them, right? And then no Malcolm to help you close out, you know, defensive possessions. Right now, their offense is actually metrically, it's better than their defense is. So they're finding a way with what they have, right, to win. Right now, it's being more efficient offensively. And yes, John, you're giving up more points than you're used to, but in doing all of this, you found a nice little formula here that hopefully continues again and can get you out of this 8-9 slot, which is like what the initial hope was this preseason for all of us, for Penny, for everybody.
Yeah,
that was the plan.
It'll change, but that's where Memphis is as we speak. We'll come back, but before we do that, we'll tell you about Shoot 360. If you've got somebody in the home that loves basketball and wants to get serious about it, improve their craft, get a membership. Out of Shoot 360, the technology that's there is the same technology that you're going to see lots of pros use, Steph, Clay, et cetera. They swear by it, the jumping, the jump shooting, the dribbling, the passing, all interactive drills. They'll love it. Get out there to Shoot 360 today.
Back to my man Thad Young, Memphian. He is an investor in this technology. Why? Because he knows. This is the future, and you can have your kids, your niece, your nephew, working on this same state-of-the-art technology, getting better, having fun. It's super interactive, a lot like a video game. When they go in that place, you will be, but your kids will be blown away as well. You're going to be happy because it's not costing you an arm and a leg to do it as well. They got a bunch of great membership packages, as John has told you, one to fit every budget. You just got to get out there and see it for yourself. It'll absolutely blow you away. It's the future of basketball training in Memphis. The future is now at Shoot360. Go see them out at 85 Market Center.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Drive in Collierville.
One of the best things about my childhood growing up was that I lived right around the corner from a Topps barbecue. It added value to the property, man. The distance between my house and Topps, I think I'm playing. Everybody should want to be close to a Topps barbecue. Why? Because they got the best barbecue in town. And now they got the fire braised chicken sandwich. Go try it. You will thank us later. Whether you're in the mood for barbecue, nice twist on a chicken sandwich, brisket, smoked bologna sandwich, fireman burger, Topps Barbecue has something for everybody on the menu. Get out there today.
And they'll cater your event from 12 people to 12,000. All you got to do is give them 48 hours notice and Topps, and our girl Darnell's going to cook you up. You got the ribs, the pulled pork, the burgers, the brisket, that fireman burger. You'll absolutely love it. All you got to do is call Topps, 667-TOPS. Darnell will have it over there. 16 locations, as John has mentioned. You got breakfast now. Makes it, you can get to Topps even earlier in the morning. Try that hash brown. You're going to absolutely love it. That maple syrup-infused waffle, real easy to eat on the way into work. Topps breakfast, I'm telling you, if you haven't had it, you're absolutely sleeping. Time to wake up and get with Topps. Their fire-braised chicken sandwich, good as well. Try it all. It's all good at Topps Barbecue. That's why I've been doing it 70 years and still smoking.
Still smoking, my man, after all these years. All right, a couple of things I wanted to run past you. We could not get Steve Wilks on full-time with the Panthers. That is something that we could not do.
And they go get a proven loser like Frank Reich.
That's right. That's right. So
loser as a football coach.
Yeah.
Great. He was a winner as a backup.
And a winner as a man, I would say. Didn't he beat cancer?
If he did, yeah.
I want to say that he did. So he's a winner of a man.
Why are you going to do that retread? Wilks had him playing hard.
Reich's 40-33-1 as a head coach.
40-33-1.
Yeah.
Should have been better.
Yeah, he should have been better because a lot of that was luck, right?
Well, I don't know, but a lot of it was.
He had luck, didn't he?
Not for a lot.
Who was Luck's coach then?
The guy before him.
Oh.
How many years Luck played? 8?
Yeah.
7, 8?
He took over in 2018, so maybe that was 1 year with Andrew Luck.
Then he cycled through. What, he had Philip Rivers, Wentz.
Yep.
And then
Carson. Matt Ryan.
Matt Ryan. Yeah. That was the next one in the line. Yes.
Yeah.
And those were guys he invited on in. Said we're going to do better with them. Yeah. Anyway, good luck Carolina. I think you'd done better with Wilkes. They were playing hard for him.
He had Luck for 1 year. They were 10-6. They went to the divisionals.
Yeah. So 10 of the 40. To your point.
Yeah. That's a big chunk.
It is a chunk.
And it has been bad, pretty much. I mean, he had 1 year. He had the
Philip Rivers year, right?
In the COVID year.
They were right there, yeah.
Yep. And that game was closer than people like to think.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless, Jason, he's now with the Panthers, and Steve Wilks is not
there. Well,
it's
ridiculous.
But we might be able to get you D'Amico Ryans if you're interested.
What do you mean, get me? Get it for all of America, fool. Get it for you, too. D'Amico deserves a shot.
Yes.
It's time.
Because, to be honest, I'm sick. It's like what they used to do with Salah, you know, like when he was – wasn't he with the Niners too?
Yes.
And they used to always pan to the sideline when the defense was playing well. I don't want to see that. I don't want to see that ish-eating grin on the defensive coordinator's face no more, all right? So let's get him a head coaching job, and let's see what he's really all about. So it sounds like he is the favorite in Houston, which is odd.
I'd just say watch your back.
Oh, yeah. We know how
– Holly, Cully, and Lovey. You know, what they'll do. I mean, doesn't it suck, though, that, you know, you get so few opportunities.
And the opportunities always suck.
And then you get an opportunity like this, and yes, there's a good chance you're not winning in 1-2 years, and you're right back out there. But on your resume are these losses that this franchise has pretty much set you up for. But then will another opportunity come around for a black coach? It might not.
Exactly right.
So you feel... You must take it. And so, again, I wish him the best. But I would more importantly say, Houston, give the man the time. Stop playing, you know, stop hiring these coaches to fire him, essentially, when you know they're being set up to lose with the way that things have been structured.
Yeah, no, it's a little bit of a paradox.
Bill O'Brien ran it into the ground. They've hired a couple of black head coaches since that you didn't give them any time to fix the dang thing. Yep. Bills won, traded out Hopkins and everybody else. It was a decent outfit until he ran it into the ground.
Well, yeah, exactly right.
Hopefully they give Ryan some time if he does indeed get the gig.
They won't.
D'Amico Ryan or Ryans? Is it Ryans?
I think it's plural.
Yeah, I think so too.
D'Amico Ryans.
Mm-hmm. He was a good player.
I'll tell you what, if I were a fan of the 49ers, this is just my opinion. I don't love the fact that my defensive coordinator is like interviewing for jobs. And this is true of like Dan Quinn too. Dan Quinn was interviewing for jobs the week of a playoff game. I don't love that. Like, I wish there was a better system to like allow the defensive coordinator like to focus, or the OC in this, you know, whatever.
Well, they shouldn't have to wait though, because if they wait a lot of times, they make that pick beforehand before you get your shot. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I mean, there's no perk dance.
Like, you know how that goes.
There's no perk dance.
You know, they'll fall in love with a guy that they like, and you're behind the line. By the time you get in there, they've already made their decision.
But I mean, naturally, it takes away your focus of the game. You know, does it? It has to. I mean, because you're flying out,
I'm sure they understand that's got to be quick, John.
Yeah.
And maybe it's more, in this case, for those guys, Zoom. How about just do the dang thing on Zoom?
I'm sure they might do that now.
Of course. Why would you? Why would you fly out away from preparations for your team? You'd knock that out on a Zoom. You know we've picked that up since COVID, John.
I hope so.
We do things on Zoom now.
Yes, we do.
Job interviews, a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Anyway, I saw that. There you have it, man. D'Amico Ryans is perhaps emerging as the candidate to take over with the Texans. Good luck, my man. That defense is a far cry from what you're coaching right now.
Well, they got to get a quarterback. You know,
they got to get everything, bruh. They got to get everything. They don't have anything except running back down there. That's about all they got.
And thanks to Lovey, the number two pick, not number one.
That's right. Lovey with one stone cold stunner on the way out, as he should have.
A beautiful thing.
I was thinking about this yesterday, man. Like, if you look at this playoff group of teams, what's the common theme? Except for one. There's three of the four teams share the same thing. What is it?
Michael Parsons said it's quarterbacks on rookie deals.
Boom.
Is that true?
Boom.
Yeah.
Boom. And the truth is that in the NFL, it's hard to win without a quarterback, and it's hard to win with one. Like, it's weird, but when the quarterback is so good, like will be the case for Joe Burrow, when Jalen Hurts, and I don't know on Brock Purdy, who knows. But especially on those two, like, they're not going to be able to keep Devontae Smith. They're not going to be able to keep at least A.J. They're going to have to make some choices, right? Joe Burrow, they're not going to have T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.